Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there. You don't know what 13, 14-year-old is out there looking at you, or 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 60-year-old, whatever, saying, because they can do it, I can do it too, and keeping you in the forefront of their mind.
Yep. They might want your business. They might want your level of fitness. They might want your relationship. They might want your family. They might want your home. And if you're not leading by example, then who do they have to follow?
Right.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
So you guys, you may hear dogs panting in the background or growling or wrestling or what do they call it? The collars jangling, clangling,
yeah,
whatever the word would be.
Since we've got two dogs, we're having some trouble
finding spaces to record.
Some quiet time.
You know what's nice is this is really not what we're going to talk about today, but I do want to say for anybody who's like holding themselves back from either having a podcast or a little YouTube show or doing social media content or anything like that, because you're worried that it's not going to look perfect or it's not going to be highly produced. Guys, we are doing this right now on an iPhone that's sitting on a pillow in our master bedroom because we've got contractors out in the rest of the house and the dogs walking around us wrestling and we're trying to get them to quiet down. So it's not perfect. It doesn't have to be fancy. Done is better than perfect when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, if we were trying to do it in our podcast studio or trying to make it perfect, I'm telling you, it would not get done.
It wouldn't get done. We would miss episodes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, permission for you guys to just move forward in the sloppiest of ways. God, that's a whole episode in itself. Mm-hmm. Like, remember my first 8 episodes when I was clearing my throat in them and had to edit it out? We're going to have to share those stories someday. But what we wanted to talk about today was, is it okay to be aspirational, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, to live a life that helps others to aspire to a new level. And really where it came from was we all love different things. Some people love clothes. Some people love trips. Some people love homes. Some people, for me, it's cars. Mm. Like they are literally engineering art. They are rolling art pieces to me. And we've put together a great car collection. And one of the vehicles is just this amazing prized gem. It's a 1969 Jaguar XKE. So if you've ever seen the old ones from the 60s with the really long hoods, that's what it is. And so I pulled it out of storage this week. And obviously I put it on my Instagram stories because that's just my normal everyday life. And I got such an amazing set of responses, like just people like, oh my God, most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, thanks for leading the way. Oh my God, thanks for showing us what's possible. A lot of can I have a rides? And then I got one, and I always get one or two like this.
Yep.
That said, why do you always have to show your stuff? And I've gotten, you know, like, why are you so arrogant? Or why are you so this? Or I always get really interesting DMs when I just show our normal life. And so it brings up this conversation. Is it okay to display your normal life and be aspirational? And it's really not just stuff, guys. What if you're a super fit couple? Is it okay to show your abs all the time? What if you are the best parents, like absolute parent goals? Is it okay to show your beautiful family doing beautiful things all the time? Like, when did it become not okay to be aspirational?
You know, I think of this in terms of us just needing, as human beings, as people who look on social media and have access to so many things, I look at this as just monitoring what you want to see. I want to see aspirational people. I want to see aspirational homes. I want to see aspirational cars, outfits. I love looking at that because I also love design and I love style. It's one of my favorite things. Like if I have a Saturday to myself, I probably want to go and look at some things and get creative and really look at different style ideas or home ideas. Like that is what I absolutely enjoy and love. And so for the people who, you know, message or are in a place where maybe you don't want to see that in the forefront of your mind, maybe you are in a place where you want to focus on one thing and that feels like a distraction, it's really that decision of making it your responsibility of monitoring what you see and watch. So maybe block those people for a while or mute them permanently, whatever that looks like. And I believe that it's important to show aspirational things. I'm actually working harder on showing things in my life.
Yeah, we really hold back.
I really hold back. And it's not like I'm holding back because I don't want to show people. I don't think about showing it. And when I think about the people that really motivate me though, like I follow some women just because I want to see their house.
Right.
And so I'm like, please show me your kitchen. I'm like obsessed. I want to put that on my vision board. I want to think about it and I want to dream about it. So I think it's your responsibility if you are good at something or it's your talent or you have something to show it in a way that is like, hey guys, let's make this possible for you too. Or you can absolutely do this if I did. I think it's one thing to be like, look what I have. But I don't think anybody listening to this podcast is coming with those intentions.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
I think about all the people in my life who have led an aspirational life, right? A life that I aspire to want to build one day. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that they made what could be possible tangible in my life. Let me explain what I mean by that. So it's one thing to know that your favorite, I don't know, jewels and gems are out there. It's another thing when your friends or people in your circle have them. Mm-hmm. Now it became attainable. It became normalized in your life. It's one thing to love a priceless collector car. It's another thing to have them in your circle of influence. You know, maybe your neighbor has one. When I was a kid, my neighbors across the street, so, you know, I was middle school and they were probably in their 50s, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They did not have kids. And I would go over to their house because they had this beautiful brand new Porsche and this amazing Jaguar and this, I forget what their other car was. And they would let me sit in them because as a middle school boy, I loved cars all the way back then. And so they would let me just come sit in their cars. I wouldn't play with their kids. They didn't have kids, nothing like that. That was an example of normalizing what is attainable.
So the question to ask yourself instead of, why do they have that? Why are they showing that? Oh, that's for them. That's not for me. I'm not the type of person who could get that. The more empowering question that is possible for everyone is to say, how? And I think what through the, you know, the time that we've been together, Chris, and surrounded ourselves with people who have been aspirational, you know, whether it was when we lost everything and we moved into that condo building and stretched ourselves just
full
to be
of
around
aspirational people,
just to be around people who were successful, because we know the power of even being around people who were successful. It allowed us to have those moments of conversations of, hey, you guys are so successful. How did you do this?
Yep.
Who are you around? What are you doing? So stop looking at it. If you're someone who's like, oh God, they're just flashing everything. I want to empower you to say, how did you do that? Because it didn't just happen, you guys,
change,
for most people.
Change the why into how. What is change? Why are you showing that? Or, you know, why do you always have to show it to how did you get that?
Ask
how
people.
Did you get there? Change
ask
the why
people
for
in the DMs.
How.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, hey, what made this possible for you? What mindset shift? What changed for you? Has it always been this way?
For me, I was super fit. Like, finally loved my body for the first time in my life throughout my entire 30s. And that ended in 2020, like it did for many people. So I have been so grateful to the other people who I look up to that have maintained aspirational bodies because it's what kept it real. Like, oh man, I'm only this far away. And now finally I'm coming into a season where I feel super fit again. But it's been 3 years since I felt really fit. But during those 3 years, I clung on to the people who I knew worked just as hard as us. You know, they had kids, you know, the whole nine yards. So they had plenty of excuses to not have an aspirational level of fitness. But nonetheless, they had it. And that caused me to say, okay, I can do it too. It's not out of reach. And here I am back to where I want to be. So I love when people go first. I love when people lead the way. And the other truth is this. Like, if you really want to be mathematically accurate, somebody who gets a new Toyota Camry is like, oh, look, I'm so proud. I got my first new car. That's no different than if some of these people get a new Rolls Royce or a new Ferrari. Or it's more mathematically responsible for me to get a Ferrari than for someone to go get a new Camry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But people just look and get triggered by it.
So when I was young and living in my family's home, I was probably 13, 14 years old. And my whole family, my extended family, my parents, my sister, everybody, we were all overweight. And if you walked into my bedroom, I ended up losing weight at about age 13 or 14. I really started working out and really started learning about nutrition because I would buy magazines with aspirational women on the covers. And so if you were to walk into my bedroom at 13 years old, I had hundreds and hundreds of pictures up of fitness women and aspirational women. And I'm talking, so I had two closet doors and I had every inch of my closet doors covered with pictures of fitness people, aspirational women, pictures I loved. And so I clung on to those because I didn't see it in my current reality. And there is no way that living in the environment that I lived in, that I could have done that without seeing pictures of what was possible in articles of people saying, hey, it's not just your genetics, because that's what my family was telling me. It's your genetics. This is why you're overweight. You're never going to beat it. Mm-hmm. Except all of these articles I was reading that aspirational people were writing who are already there were saying, hey, how about you try eating and moving differently? And because I could see those two contrasts, and because I did have all of that, you know, I just clung to the aspirational stuff, you guys. It was like every week I was like, who else can I look at? What other example? And that's really when my life changed. So that's why this is so important. You don't know what 13, 14-year-old is out there looking at you, or 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 60-year-old, whatever, saying, because they can do it, I can do it too, and keeping you in the forefront of their mind.
Yep. They might want your business. They might want your level of fitness. They might want your relationship. They might want your family. They might want your home. And if you're not leading by example, then who do they have to follow?
Right.
Right now, and I'll kind of start to put a bow on this, but I want to say I'm grateful to everybody who shows their life. Because right now, the aspirational ones to me are like these cute, beautiful families that you see getting in their private jets and traveling all over the world. Because, you know, we're trying to have a family and we want to have a very experiential family, not just one that like sits in one place and goes to school Monday through Friday and, you know, does the normal. We don't want normal. We want abnormally awesome. And so when I see these families, I follow them and I'm inspired by them and they show me what's possible. They fuel my dreams. So I'm grateful for all the people in the world who fuel and who have fueled our dreams.
All right, you guys, we are so grateful for you.
Be aspirational.
Be aspirational.
That's our call to action to you. Guys, don't be shy. Be aspirational. No matter where you are in life, there are things in your life that people wish they were able to achieve. Demonstrate it's possible and then demonstrate how to get there. You do those two things and you're not leaving anyone behind. Thanks for listening. We always love and appreciate you.
Until next time, we'll see you next week. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for.
But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.